Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Kenai City Docks was the location for the 2023 Return of the Red celebration and fundraiser for the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank on Saturday, June 3rd. The second annual event featured vendor booths, food trucks, and a cooking competition. Nate Berga, the owner of Kenai Fish and organizer of the Return of the Reds, explains the event.
So we started the event 2019, and the idea that we'd celebrate the start of the salmon season, and then we wanted to do something beneficial to the community and give back. So we started doing a sponsor fundraiser for the Kenai Food Bank.
Berga hopes the event continues to be an annual event in Kenai.
We had the first year 2019, then COVID came, so we took a couple years off and we're back again this year.
During the event, the first red of the season was delivered and auctioned off with the proceeds benefiting the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank. The winner of the first red was sold to Jim Butler, a local salmon fisherman and attorney. The salmon weighed in at 6 pounds and sold for $348, which translated to $58 a pound. Butler donated the salmon to the local senior center. Greg Meyer, executive director of the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank, was excited about the first red of the season.
It's really awesome. Nate Berga is the one who resurrecting it. We did it once prior to COVID, and now we're starting it up again. So what an awesome way to celebrate something that's so unique to the Kenai.
For more details with the Kenai Peninsula Food Bank, you'll find a link on the story at radiokenai.com. The Alaska State Troopers were notified that a person had fallen from a moving vehicle in Nikiski on Saturday, June 3rd at 11:17 p.m. and was seriously injured. Troopers and EMS responded to the scene, but ultimately life-saving efforts were not successful. The preliminary investigation determined that Justin Martin, age 18, of Nikiski, had fallen from the vehicle, resulting in fatal injuries along the Kenai Spur Highway. According to Austin McDaniel, communications director with the Alaska State Troopers, a 16-year-old juvenile who knew Martin was driving at the time of his fall from the pickup truck, but did not specify if there were other passengers in the vehicle at the time. Martin was outside the pickup truck and standing on the roof of the cab at the time of the fall, according to the troopers. The 16-year-old driver was charged with DUI and additional charges may be filed as the investigation continues in coordination with the Alaska Division of Juvenile Justice, according to state troopers. The investigation is ongoing. Next of kin has been notified and Martin's body was sent to the state medical examiner's office for an autopsy. The Bureau of Land Management published a public land order Friday, June 2nd, withdrawing lands around the receding Mendenhall Glacier near Juneau. The order affects approximately 4,560 acres of National Forest System lands within the Tongass National Forest to provide protection for this popular recreation destination. Mendenhall Glacier is one of Alaska's most accessible glaciers. The Mendenhall Glacier Recreation Area is home to a very busy visitor center, hiking trails, and viewpoints. A key attraction in Alaska, the Mendenhall Glacier Recreation Area receives about 700,000 visitors annually, with a projected increase of 2-4% each year. The U.S. Forest Service requested the 20-year withdrawal to protect the recreational use and scenic integrity while providing for future Mendenhall Glacier Recreation Area facility development. The land withdrawal aligns with the Biden-Harris administration's America the Beautiful initiative, which supports the goal of conserving 30% of American lands and waters by 2030. The boundaries of the adjacent existing withdrawal include an area previously covered by Mendenhall Glacier, which has been receding since the end of the last mini ice age in the 1700s, according to the state of Alaska. Alaska's glaciers are among the fastest melting glaciers on the planet, with Alaska warming twice as fast as the rest of the country over the past several decades. The glacier is expected to retreat from viewing of the existing visitor center by 2050. The new withdrawal establishes protection for areas becoming accessible as the glaciers recede. The glacier's retreat is also opening new ecosystems in the area, making salmon, bears, and other wildlife more prevalent. More on this story, visit RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.